This is Lisa Henderson with Daring Parenting on Hoodsprayed FM, and I wanted to take a question before we return to our interview with Dr. Stephen Pries about boundaries. One of the pet peeves that people seem to have is permissive parents. So what does this mean? For me, this means when I sit in a restaurant and someone's child is running all over the place and the parents are sitting there eating happily, acting like nothing's going on, and their child is running, maybe screaming like a banshee, and the rest of us are sitting around looking at the parents like, please do something. That, to me, is permissive parenting. This is letting the children take charge of the situation. Now, I had two. My child was about two, and we took him out to dinner, and he threw a temper tantrum. So I collected him, got takeaway boxes, and said, I'm not taking him out until he's 4 years old and can eat at a restaurant properly, which is what I did. Sometimes being a strict parent or a parent with boundaries and rules requires us to do something that's not very pleasant for us. And in order to teach our children that we mean business, we have to be willing to inconvenience ourselves and put ourselves through a few sacrifices. And I wonder if the parents don't want to inconvenience themselves, or if they don't want to say no to their children for fear of having a bigger tantrum on their hands in front of everyone. If I had to guess, I would say it's the latter. If you've got any great solutions to these kind of problems, like what do you do when you're out and you see a parent just letting their child run wild? Do you say something to the parent? Do you say something to the child? Do you look on wishing and praying the parents would do something? I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at lisa@daringparenting.com, or you can send a Facebook message. A private message is fine, to the Hoodsprayed FM group or to our Daring Parenting Facebook page. Let's get back and talk to Dr. Pries. All right, we've learned about boundaries, good boundaries. You spoke a little bit about intensity. What happens next?
At this point in therapy, you've helped somebody have boundaries and have a sense of self and have some clarity and have good relationships. And this is often, I realized, where therapy commonly stops. The problem is, this is boring. It's boring. But since we're trying to also then teach them that life can be pleasurable with good intensity, the next phase of treatment. And so you have to teach people how to have a goal, something that they love, something that they truly believe in, and that will get them out of bed in the morning because they're excited to have another day to go towards something that they have found, makes them have peace of mind with intensity. So it's important to establish goals. I tell people to try to remember what they were dreaming about and daydreaming about in the third grade when Ms. Bogart came along and smacked you on the back of the head because you weren't paying attention because you were staring out the window daydreaming about something. What were they daydreaming about? Dreams and daydreams are your heart and your head and sometimes your gut trying to tell you where your strengths are and where your purpose is. Well, you figure out what those dreams are. You turn your dreams into goals. You establish plans to accomplish those goals, usually more than one plan that happen concurrently. You make those plans into steps, and then you establish a daily routine. And that routine helps you grind up those steps, accomplish those plans, arrive and accomplish your goals, and live your dream. It may take a while to do it, but all along the way, you at least know you're on track to having and living a life of good intensity. Another thing that I have people do, because after all, this can get difficult. This is, after all, the road less traveled. I mean, going up that good side of that U-curve takes energy and effort. And when you sleep, you sort of float back down. And when you wake up again, you have to summon up more energy and go toward your goal and that good intensity. So you need a motivator. Somewhere in your home, in everybody's home, needs to be a trophy wall. I tell them to put every merit badge, every bowling trophy, every T-ball award, every diploma, every letter of commendation that they haven't filed away. They've framed it, in fact. It doesn't have to be organized. It doesn't have to be in the center of your house over the mantle, but it needs to be somewhere in your house where you see it almost, if not every day, almost every day, just out of the corner of your eye to remind you, this is who I am, this is what I've done. It's a trophy wall just as a motivator to keep you going, because energy and effort are required to keep going toward your goals, and you need that motivator. So have everybody put up their trophy wall. So often they're in a closet, they're up in the attic, and I tell them, get them out. Okay. Boundaries create individuality. Boundaries help you protect yourself, preserve your self-esteem. Individuality is a drive. Closeness generates intensity, and intensity changes how you think and act. To learn how to deal with intensity, you at least learn how to go slow, how to wait in, or how, at the very least, just to hold still.
And we got a question from a parent. How do you help your child deal with criticism?
Criticism is one of those things that comes at you, whether you deserve it or not. And so you have to understand that things are going to come your way you may not deserve. That's what I meant when I brought up the fact that, you know, you can get hit by a tornado or just a rainy day. We can't control everything. Good boundaries is not going to make it entirely smooth. It is a normal pattern in life for all of us to suffer a move, loss of a loved one, or something that is not considered traumatic, but nevertheless is a part of loss in normal life. Criticism is one of those things. Criticism is something then that you have to learn with good judgment, because you have good boundaries and you know your inventory. Much less being able to ask other people, I got this criticism, do you think it's valid or not? Since it's going to come your way, I mean, we're all going to have some failures, unless you're, you know, one of those people who are at home under a cover. We're all going to have some failures, and so it's important to deal with criticism with clarity of thought, because you have firmed up your boundaries and you got a good inventory, and the black and white is very clear and the gray is very minimal, and so you get a criticism and you decide they're wrong. The mirror is wrong. You know, I'm not wrong. The mirror is wrong. And so you have to understand that sometimes a criticism, how well intended, may not be correct, and you decide for yourself whether it makes sense to consider that something that you take into yourself past your boundaries and then use to change yourself, or whether you decide that it was perhaps even well-intended, but just not valid.
So what can we do to handle criticism as parents ourselves, and then what can we do at home to help our children?
So make sure that at home you have someone that you can share things with to help validate you, and to help you process, as we all do at some point, no man's an island, the criticisms that come our way, the traumas that come our way, the losses that come our way, so that we don't take it as an attack on our sense of self or self-esteem, but rather than just a normal part of life. I hope that was clear.
That was very clear. Thank you. I know as parents, we always want to spare our kids pain, either physical or emotional, but the truth is, criticism is part of life, and we can't control everything that happens to them. Dr. Preece, thank you again for being a returning guest on Daring Parenting. We invite you to join us again for the radio program on Tuesday night at 7. If you caught part of this show and you'd like to catch more of it, or if you have a friend you'd like to tell about the show, we're talking to Dr. Stephen Preece about boundaries. So thank you for being with us today on Daring Parenting. And until we meet again, I hope that you'll be a daring parent.